Hi, y'all. This is Julie Coley with Murders and History in Texas. I've changed the name of my podcast because we're not doing history just in Wichita Falls or murders anyway. I'm doing murders all across Texas. So that's the name of it from now on, Julie Coley, Murders and History in Texas. I'm going to do a story out of my first book. And from now on, I'm going to do them in order. I'll do my first book, and then next month, I'll do my second, and we'll go down to my fifth, and then come back to my first again. So this one is Alice Wilburn and 5-year-old J.L. Crick. It was a murder-suicide in 1924. The Crick family was like any other family in the 1920s. They were doing their best to make a living and survive by farming. They lived on the McLaren farm in Young County, Texas, near Graham. Wilburn Crick had 5 children to feed and clothe, including his stepson, Robert Lindley, who was a son of his wife, Alice, from a former marriage to James H. Lindley. On Friday, May 3rd, 1924, his wife Alice was at home tending to her housekeeping, and Wilburn had gone to the fields to plow. Clarence Crick, who was 10 years old at the time, went out to the field to relieve his father of the plowing so that he could go back to the house and help build a poultry yard fence. Their daughter Gertrude was visiting a neighbor. Clarence came back to the house at around noon and found his mother lying in the poultry yard. She was unconscious. He found his 5-year-old brother lying nearby with his skull crushed by what was thought to have been a hammer. Death was thought to have been instantaneous. It was determined later that Alice Crick's head had also been beaten in and her skull had been crushed. She lived until 9 p.m. that evening. Clarence stated that he knew of no trouble between his parents and said that as far as he knew, there had been no fights or disagreements that morning. Wilburn Crick was gone, apparently leaving shortly after he encountered his wife and son. Charges of murder were filed against Wilburn Crick, a heavily armed sheriff's posse, along with a large number of outraged citizens, was formed, and they began scouring the countryside for Wilburn Crick. By 11 a.m. Saturday morning, no trace of Crick could be found. The people of Young County were desperate to find the man responsible for the killing of a woman and child. Later in the afternoon on Saturday, searchers found a hat at the banks of the Brazos River, about 6 miles south of Graham. The hat belonged to Wilburn Crick, and it was believed that he had drowned by the river. Tracks were found in the dirt that led to the river, but no tracks were found leading out of the area. A drag was used to try to locate Crick's body, but the searchers did not find him, because the large rocks at the bottom of the river had hampered the dragging effort. Dynamite was then used, and again, nobody was found. But again, they dragged the river, and around noon on Sunday, May 4th, the searchers found the body of Wilburn Crick. Alice and J.L. Crick were buried in the Oak Grove Cemetery on Saturday morning, and Wilburn Crick was buried on Sunday of the same at the same cemetery. Well, that was a short story. I know. I'm just trying to get my feet back on the ground here on doing this. I'll find you a longer one for next week, or next month. I keep saying next week, but it won't be until next month. So thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye. Hey everyone, don't forget, my books are available at Picker's Universe at 1000 Indiana if you live in Wichita Falls, and at a Emily's shop that's going to be opening around November 1st, that's at the corner of Jacksboro Highway and Scott. It's the old A to Z tire building. That's the white deco building with glass bricks. Beautiful building, and y'all be sure to check her out as soon as she opens. And you can also get them on Amazon. Thanks.